Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Rose Daughter by Robin McKinley, narrated by Bianca Amato, and directed by Teresa Buchheister. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalogue is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Rose Daughter.
Chapter 1. Her earliest memory was of waking from the dream. It was also her only clear memory of her mother. Her mother was beautiful, dashing, the toast of the town. Her youngest daughter remembered the blur of activity, friends and hangers-on, soothsayers and staff, the bad-tempered pet dragon on a leash, bad-tempered on account of the ocheronda leaves in his food, which prevented him from producing any more fire than might occasionally singe his wary handler, but which also upset his digestion, the constant glamour and motion which was her mother and her mother's world. She remembered peeping out at her mother from around various thresholds before various nurses and governesses, hired by her dull merchant father, snatched her away. She remembered, too, although she was too young to put it into words, the excitability, no, the restlessness, of her mother's manner, a restlessness of a too acute alertness in search of something that cannot be found. But such were the brightness and ardour of her mother's personality that those around her also were swept up into her search, not knowing it was a search, happy merely to be a part of such liveliness and gaiety. The only thing that ever lingered was the sweet smell of her mother's perfume. Her only memory of her mother's face was from the night she woke from the dream for the first time, crying in terror. In the dream she had been walking, she could barely walk yet in her waking life, toddling along a long, dark corridor, only vaguely lit by a few candles set too far into their sconces, too high up in the walls. The shadows stretched everywhere around her, and that was terrible enough, and the silence was almost as dreadful as the darkness. But what was even worse was that she knew a wicked monster waited for her at the end of the corridor. It was the wickedest monster that had ever lived.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?